You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The din is that the mumer's yayin is asur. So many people have asked this question. And a bacher came over to me. He says he was at a kiddush, and there were a lot of people there not from, and they were very worried. You know, they might touch the wine. So the baal bas of the kiddush, he had a lot of clients. Let's call them even real mumar, not tinnik shenishmas. Guys, there were nebuchu, once yeshiva fellas, they went off the dach. Let's go, not going into tinnik shenishmas, I will do that another time. And what happened? So he told his wife, go ahead, you pour for each one. I don't want them to touch the wine. So this fellow, Bacher, came over and said, I understand what you did. You gave him all the wine in order that it shouldn't touch, become Yayin Nesach. But they touched their own wine and it became Stam Yayin. How could they drink it now? Which is a question all the time. Every time you give a mumma to drink, right? You invite a mumma to your house, let's say, don't make sure he doesn't touch it. You give him to drink and now he drinks it. Why isn't he made it Stam Yayin and now he's drinking it?
What's your concern?
It's Lefnei Yivah. Why not? You're making him...
The
Rabbanan
only, though. So?
It's an issur. What's the difference?
The mummer would take his own wine somewhere else.
Is it Messiah? But let's say you wouldn't. I mean, the guy doesn't drink wine. If you told him, listen, it's a religious ceremony, you have to drink wine. The guy doesn't drink wine. Straight fella. I mean, you're right. Meir's right. I mean, what if you could anyway, this and that? Maybe you're making him drink more wine, that's for sure.
And the Rabbi that this guy is like a Stamin, like a guy. Who would they goyzer it for?
For him.
For him?
So the stipler, believe it or not, asked this question. Moshe Sternbach asked this to the stipler. It's in one of his farm, the Mayadim Vizmanim, he asked it. And we'll see, I'll look up on the computer, as far as I'm able, could be long, I'll try to delineate it and have it printed. But basically, the stipler says like this. The stipler tainas that you say that a mumer has a din like a gimel vav yud, right? A mumer has a din like gimel vav yud. Oh, it's a shechita, it's not a shechita, right? His yayin is also, many we shayin him, but we saw Poiskim say, his pas he can't eat, his bishul he can't eat, v'chulu, you can, right? All these things, even though he's not shayach, the chasnas, they made him like a din, he has a din of an akum. Rambam Lamashul in Hilchus Gitin, Rambam says like this, Rambam says, who can't write a get? Per gimel, alocha tesvav, hakol k'shein luchter get chutz mechamisha. Akum, Eved, Cheresh, Sheit, and Vekotten. Yisrael shenishtamed lavei dezara. O shehu mechal Shabbat Svaresia harehu ke Akum lechol dvarav. And he can't write again, right? Even though could be the reason Akum is a dait, he writes it, doesn't mean Lishma. Right? This guy, maybe he is writing Lishma. He wants to divorce his wife, Akasha from Isa, right? He knows she's, he's not going to, this way he doesn't have to pay her anymore, take care of her anymore. It's whatever it is. Rabitzel, as you don't know, the Rav of Petersburg, Rabitzel Blaza, was the Rav of Petersburg, right? Very prestigious job. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter wanted his Talmidim to go to places that they should be Makarv Eden, so he made St. Petersburg was a very prestigious. He left it and opened up a tavern. He served the Akum drinks. So I asked him this. He says, when he does that, he can think of learning. In Petersburg, he couldn't do that. But he said what really bothered him was there were so many mishumadim who used to divorce their wives. They would get that much. But they made him go to a cloister, a tifla, right? A tifla to make the get. And he had to do it that there shouldn't be ma'agin them. He says he couldn't take it. It was such terrible things that he felt sorry to walk into a cloister, but he had to do it. Else the Kunas B'nai Yisrael, but he said, after that, he says, let somebody else take. I can't. So it says over here, and so forth and so on. So Zok the stipler like this. Zok the stipler, one second. This mummer, is he a yid? Yeah, we saw his kedushin. This. See, time is the stipler. His din of a gimel vav yod of akum is only klape us. We can't eat his shchita. We can't eat his bread. We can't do this. We can't do that, and so forth. Klape himself. Let's take the mushal like this. Klape himself. What is he supposed to make kiddush? We said last week, he's chayv in all the mitzvahs. So now, can he make Kiddush? What are you going to tell him? You make Kiddush, but make sure you use Yain Mevushel. What are you going to do? This mummer, what are you going to do to him? You're going to tell him, use Yain Mevushel, be Mekadosh on Pas. He wants to make Kiddush. No. I'm saying that this is the question, though. Is what is this? It's clapping himself. The Stipe Tain is, he's called a Yid. He's got to do, and we talk about a guy who's talking about Chal Shabbos, Befehes, this, that, but it's self-called. Right? They would, my friend knew a Jew in East New York that would go to shul on Shabbos, put on tefillin.
Because he was going to work.
He said it to Mishnah Berurah says. Mishnah Berurah says, if Shabbos is different than the rest of the week, then you put on, but if it's not different the rest of the week, it's not a noise. He says, Mishnah Berurah Paskin, I have to open my store. That's what, right? There was such reality. So guy's making Kiddush. See, okay, but he has a din mumar. Mechal Shabbos, do we even at the right in America? Mechal Shabbos Befahesi, and they mistamer, made Kiddush and lit candles and did everything. Not just for emotional reasons, they kept. They
make Kiddush and not drink his own.
So I'm saying, you tell him all these things, right? Okay, now what about Simchas Yom Tov? What does he do? You have to go to the local meal mart, right? In those days, we only had a meal mart, right? Most of us remember that. Right, you go to a local meal mart. Why? Because your own food is bishalakum. Yeah, you can't eat your own food, right? Well, my wife is from. Come on. So the stipler tain is clapping that he himself, he doesn't have a din mumar. I hear the stipler's where he's coming from. He says, I lamashal. The Mishnah Berurah says. Let's see that for a minute. The halacha is. Let's first see the halacha. The halacha is a mumar in Hilchis. Nesias Kapayim, right? Duchenin, right? So a lot of times you bring a mumah to shul, right? We know we don't allow certain kahanim to be noisakav. A guy's married to Grusha. So we don't allow him to be, you know, he doesn't machal as Kedusha's kahuna, but we don't allow him.
Take him down, be
back. Why? Yeah, I mean, I'm not, that's the din. There was a local shul here, that there was such a, the guy kept coming in. And the Rav told him, that's a chan, you know, you can't duchen, I'm sorry, you're married. Shlomo Gutkin, I had a classmate that called me up one day, he's a kohen, he wants to get married. He said, oh, I'm so happy, I'm sorry, Kedushin. Okay, fine, I figure. And then I said, you're a kohen, right? He says, yeah. He says, what's with the lady, he was already in his 30s. And he said, well, you know, she was once, I said, I won't say his name, but it was our classmate. He said, listen, I said, oh, you call me because you figured, you know, I would. Can't do that. It can't be. Right, so there are such kahanim who do such things. Okay? Such taking Shulchan Aruch like this. Mumer, to a Gemara, Mumer Avedas Alilam, Lo Yisas Kapov. Then goes into Dum Tshuva and so forth. Okay? So the Gemara learns out from Psukim. Now, interesting, Mishnah Berurah, he says over here, brings a. Even if he became a Muslim, a Hamadan, that they call it, right? A Muslim, even though Afilam Himir Ladas Yishma She'enu Oved Avedah Zalilam, they don't do Avedah Zara, like we said. Shulayb didn't walk in front of an Arab that used to pray, because he says they're diving to the Bainu Shulayb. So he says, Afilam Nikram Mumar Lo Yisakapov. We shame say, because if you believe in Muhammad, that means it's Ikar Adas, you're saying that this is, he's a Navi, so that's already Ikar Adas, okay? But upon him, you don't bring up, but he has a mitzvah. So if you look at the Mishnah Berurah at the beginning of Hilchis, he says like this, Shakahanim Einim Reitzim Lalo, let's say Kohen doesn't want to duch, whatever the reason is, right? Einim, somebody told me recently that he was in a shul, and there were a few people, you know, they were hanging around the shul, and you know, and the davening, it was Yom Tov. They were about to do Birkas Kahanim, so they said, "Quick, let's get out of here. The Kahanim are about to bench. It's going to take too long, right?" So the guy says to him, "You know, I see you guys do every zgula in the world, for your panas, for this. This one could be the rice. This the Torah said, but the other ones it doesn't say. Yeah, maybe, man, you know, to count this, to jump on this, eat this. That you do. This is so these Kahanim for some reason they don't want to. Ain't it Sichem Lishas Chutz Beis Knesses?" They have to leave before the kind. That's what you do. Like, for instance, an avel, right? What's it doing with an avel? Does he duchen?
No.
Because you're gabbai, you say that. Right? That's true. But not everybody paskins that way. Not everybody paskins that way. Pshulei deskin paskin. It's avelus befahesia. You can't run out. The minigo ilum is, they do go out, but not everywhere. Not everywhere. A lot of places, they don't. It's avelus befahesia. Pshulei deskin paskins, you should. You paskins. Not like those places.
What?
Here it's zicha noticeable.
Yeah, but he's not an Avelis anymore because it's Yontif, and Yontif stops as Avelis.
No, no, but he has a year of Avelis. It's a year of Avelis.
It's a whole year. It's not
yeah,
a year.
Talk about a guy who's an Avelis. So, okay, whatever it is, so what does he? What do they do? Most Kahanim, like Gabbai says, that they do go out. The Kahanim go out. So when they go out before it's, so he says, so the Mishnah Berurah, listen to this Mishnah Berurah. Kugon Shuchola, she's weak, he can't stand up. It's all, so he can't do it, right? His hands are weak. An elderly person. Oh, so he says, a minig is to go up before Ritzah. He goes through this. Then he says, Hapsulim, afil psulim darbonin, ain't tzvichim latzei sechutz. They don't have to go out. A guy who's married to Grusha doesn't have to go out. Why? Dikshachazim korek kohanim, ain't kavanasal psulim. He says, okay, only the kohanim will we allow. Gemara says in Pchairis, this one can. Gemara says in Menachos, this one can. So it doesn't go. So that already, the sniper says, that's not called being mevatla for mitzvah. He's just not, he wasn't called. If you're not called, you're not mechuyev. That's a called mevatla. But sniper says, but how could he not make kiddush? How could he, you take it away. Now, so let me ask you a question to the sniper like this. What would be the din if this, you get, no, so he's saying is you can give him wine because he has to make kiddush. There's a minik to drink for good. You have to give him wine. Right? A mummer comes into your store. He wants to buy a good bottle of wine. You know he's a mummer, but he makes kiddush. Like we said, Shem Yerachim, Machal Shabbos, Befehesia, but he wants to make kiddush. So Stipe says you could sell to him. Now, what if he's buying wine in the middle of the week? Stop. Can you sell to him? You can't be Machalik and say, on his own wine, he makes sometimes Nesach and sometimes not Nesach, right? You can't go ahead and make such a chilek. It doesn't make sense. What are you going to say? For Shabbos, it doesn't become Yai Nesach, right? And then after Shabbos, if he doesn't touch it, it's not Yai Nesach, but if he'll touch it, it's like funny. So the Teretz is, the disciple is saying is, that his Negiya doesn't make it into Yai Nesach. So, but what do you do with the Gemara? It says that if he touches it, you can't drink it. How could it be that for you it's Yain Stam Yainim, and for him it's not? Only klapi yuris yachsis to him? Could be. Yuris yachsis to him. In other words, it really, he doesn't make yayin nesach. Because it's not yayin, it's not stam yayinim. Let's say he shechted. Avadin mitzvah, the stipe would be made if he shechted. Can he eat his own shechita? No. Because he's not mechuyev to eat meat. He's not mechuyev to eat meat. There's no way you're mechuyev to eat meat.
No, but it's the whole
class. What about it?
Well, maybe he's tired
to
eat meat on
Yantus. Yeah,
sure. That's not carbs, yes. That's not. Maybe he doesn't like meat.
So the Mishnah Berurah says you should be choshed for the Rambam Shita. Choshed says, he says, yes, I don't know if he's done a few lachmer. The Rambam Shita is eat meat on Yantus. So therefore what? So because of that, he should
be allowed to
show. Be allowed to waste. I mean, Pashas, you know, I don't know if Kule Hai, Chazal Mechaivim, that maybe, according to the Rambam. But I'm saying, but let's go, Pashas. His shechita is not a good shechita. That's what the Gemara says, even for himself. So now his wine, what are you going to say now? Klape me, the wine that he touches, it's Yai Nesa. Klape himself, the Chazal didn't go, he said, so if Klape himself, you're not going to say only for Kiddush, but during the week it is. It becomes Yai Nesa in the week. Doesn't make, what's the get there is very hard. So then, the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchis Yomtiv, how do you understand this? So now, can you cook meat, can you cook food for a mummer on Yom Tov?
No.
So, what?
No.
Why?
Because he has a dinner like a goat.
But doesn't he have to eat meat on Yom Tov?
Yeah.
Or Simchas Yom Tov at least.
Because if you're doing it, then it's...
You mean something that your din towards him as a goat. So he's saying is that since it's your siachsis to him, then you're not allowed to go ahead. Right?
I'm saying if he wants to cook, let him cook.
So you're allowing, that's what I'm saying. So that's what comes. So Mishnah Berurah says like this. He says, umum alavoy is kovel chal Shabbos, dinoi ka'akum, that you can't cook for him. And he says that the Rambam, his basis on the Rambam, that the Rambam says, Aleph, here. Kimavur b'Rambam, right, the Rambam says in Hulchas Shabbos, Shabbos v'avodah, the end of the last halacha. Kol achas me'a shkula k'neged shar kol mitzvos. Avodah zarah on Shabbos. V'Shabbos, he always goes into beautiful words. He says, v'ahehu b'charish yisrael. Av mechal Shabbos v'fahesya, arehu k'ovid avodah zarah, v'shneyem k'goyim l'chol devrayim. They're called goyim. So that's the, so you're saying is, klape awis yachsis to him, meaning for us to cook for him. In other words, basically Chazam made a knas on him. That's what the Chazam Sefer touches it up. The Klal Yisrael made a knas, the Chacham made a knas on him. Because he's a mumah, therefore we're not going to drink with you, we're not going to allow you to, your shechita's not a good shechita. They made a knas on him. So therefore made a knas. So Gavriel saying is, in my relationship to you, I'm not going to allow you to touch my wine, or I'm not gonna, there's no issa if you want, that's what you're saying, you could. But I'm gonna go ahead and be misyachas to your wine as yayin nesach. I'm gonna be misyachas to cooking to you as cooking for nakum. Klapi yourself, that's fine. So we have to. So that means like this, that klapi the din of bishul and yomtov, Avadi is saying he can be mevashel for himself on yomtov. You can't say that he's not allowed to be mevashel on yomtov because he's cooking for a guy, which is himself. You're not going to say that.
The din of yomtov is different on yomtov.
The what?
It's ribui shiurim. It's we're only allowed to cook.
Right.
For something that is for us.
Right. But you're saying it's masha. Even ribui shiurim would be also. That's what Mishmur is saying. Reinach is saying this. The din of cooking for an akum is even, by the way, in that letter, he goes into hotels. How are hotels allowed to cook? A lot of times you have people come for hotels, and then the Mechal is Shabbos. I'm talking about regular, I'm not talking about Yom Tov, people come. Some person comes to Hoyz, Mamish and Mumar, and they cook for him. Yeah, the stipler goes, I don't know if the stipler knew what the mitzvah of a hotel was exactly when he asked them. But it goes in. So the din is.
The workers also.
What?
The workers also. The wait staff, all these people, all eating from the food in the kitchen.
Regular
workers.
So the akum is only the mazmin then.
They're not cooking for them.
Right. The mazmin. That could be a heta. If you're not mazmin, they happen to be there like your cleaning ladies there. You can give her food to eat, Pashtun. Since you have a clean lady in Yom Tov, you can give her. You can. But it says, Sheme Yarbe Bishviloi. Yarbe Bishviloi doesn't mean you'll take a piece of chicken and roast it. It means you have a big pot of chont. And so, maybe there's not enough potatoes in there. Throw in a few more potatoes, even though that could be even in this, only in this Darbon, according to most Rishonim, especially in Yom Tov. But you wouldn't be allowed to do it. So, Pashtun Mishabru, you can't do it for Mumma too. So, you have to understand. So that means the stipler saying is, it's a very funny gather. He's, you know, it's to cook, or let's say we spoke about the, I think we mentioned, Avinezer, does he have to toivel his own kalim? Would he have to toivel his own kalim? So what are you going to say? Yeah, he does.
Every second,
exactly. Now it's, where is it now? It's still by you. Doesn't make sense. Because I'm not going to let him use the kalim.
So you ask him to do a malacha for you.
Oh yeah. The cooler's that, no, that's for sure.
So.
No, but over here, that he doesn't have a din goy that he can be makel his kedushin. But he's saying is that since he has to make kiddush and he has to eat and so forth, they allowed him. So does that mean he has to shecht? All right, because he could get shechted meat. Maybe I'm not sure. The gedder is a very strange gedder. What the stipler is saying.
What?
Can he learn Torah? That's a good question. the sort of ma'isut that we said, the ma'isut last week with the goyin, that the goyin screamed at a mumah. Yeah, you're going to, every mikra, it's very shred to say, meant you're not allowed to learn, but since you put yourself in that position, Pashas, of course, he has to do, that's what I'm saying, he has to do the mitzvahs. In the Rash Mishans in Machshirin, where the mission in, that the Gemara quotes in Ksubas, that if you find a tinnik in a city, it's half akum, half yid, so all kinds of dinim. So Rashi Mishan says over there, says he has dinim of a yid or dinim of a akum. So he says what Rabbi Eliyahu says, that he can't learn Torah. Since he's a suffolk akum, could be it's also for him to learn Torah. Right? He'd have to learn Torah Shabbat, I guess. I don't know. Akum is allowed to learn Pashas Torah Shabbat. Or he could spend his whole life in the Minchas Chinuch's Chibur on Sheva Mitzvahs, even though we don't have it. But maybe he can learn it. So I don't know. The gedder is a strange gedder, but that's what the stipler says. He says that over here, Chazal will not be good. No, it's Klape himself, they don't have a din mumah. Meaning the same, so what? That same wine that you're going to be misyachzit to yain, to yain stam yainim, to him it's not stam yainim. That's what he's saying. So the same thing. He says bishla can hear, like Gavril says, I can't cook for him. The mer knas, look at him as a akub. Klapi himself, avad, he's allowed to be mavashal yomtov, because he has to eat simchas yomtov. He keeps yomtov. We'll do it a little more inside.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.